Would everybody please silence all their electronic devices? Just a little one, would you leave us in the pledge?
The allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Here.
Commissioner Pharaoh?
Here.
Commissioner Stanley?
Here.
Commissioner Tabasas?
Here.
Commissioner Sonia?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Cornell?
Has everyone received the minutes of the July 24th meeting? Any questions, corrections? If none, do I have a motion to accept?
So moved.
So moved by Jeff Tabasas, second by Ms. Rhonda Pharaoh. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, we're moving to zoning. The first issue is a variance request, Orleans West Subdivision Phase 2, owned by DSLD LLC, reducing the front setback from 30 to 20 foot. Any representative here for DSLD? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're requesting get it moved from 30 foot to 20 foot to allow more room in the back yard area for drainage maintenance. There would be, I think, the drainage servitude, there'd be additional 5 feet added to that servitude. That way the town can have more access to maintenance.
Patricia, would you make a note, Ms. Paulette? All right, any questions?
Additional 5 foot added or reduced 5 foot?
I have a comment. I can straighten it out. The town of Brule, after Phase 1 was built, we had a reason to go back there because one of the people who lives there wants to put, has put culverts in his ditch. And we realized at that time that it would be extremely difficult, even with our drainage servitude, to work back there. And we got to looking at it and said, you know, we really don't, but lots this shape and this size, we really don't need 30 feet in the front. We have 20-foot setbacks in the gated community. It's a, you know, it's happened before. So I called the developer and asked him if he'd be interested in reducing the front setback by 20, but adding 5 additional feet to the drainage servitude in the back. We have enough now to get our tractors through there, but it's a tight squeeze. So in hopes, the purpose being is the houses will be built 10 feet farther away from the back line and 10 feet closer to the road. So this is an idea that the town of Brule came up with and requested them to consider, and it probably changed hands, so DSLD for one and Dagger for the other, but it's the same philosophy for Phase 2 and 3.
Have any houses already been built with them?
No houses have been built at all in either one of these, two and three. One is almost built out. I'm not sure if it's completely built out, but it's as close as good. So this is for Phase 2 and 3 only. You have two different requests because it's two different owners now. In the meantime, by the time I got to talk to him, DSLD had bought the second phase. So, but it's the same request. It's the identical thing for both of them.
My increase in the back servitude, are we going to be hit with more variances to go over this?
You are anyway. If anything, it'd be less.
Yeah.
Because you have additional 5 feet that they don't have a variance, they don't have a drain. They have more 5 feet more room.
You have more compliance.
What you're getting is the way it's existing now is the people are wanting to pipe their rear ditch to allow them to have more backyard, but in theory, if you move the houses further forward, they'll have more backyard, and therefore they're less motivated to pipe the ditch because they already have that extra yardage. So.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Toby Easterly.
I think the motion is.
Any other questions? You, Kim? No questions? All right. There's no other questions?
I'll make a motion to recommend that.
Motion by Mr. Lemoine, second by?
That's it.
Second by Steve Cornell. Roll call.
Commissioner Stanley?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Parnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lamore?
Yes.
Commissioner Payroll?
Yes. Motion recommended then to the council. All right, the next thing on the agenda is the variance request for Orleans West Subdivision, Phase 3, owned by DAGR LLC. Reduced front setback from 30 to 20. Any questions? No questions, motion?
I'm ready.
Motion by Ms. Farrow?
Second.
Second by Ms. Clay Purnell. Roll call.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Parnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lamore?
Yes.
Commissioner Payroll?
Yes.
Commissioner Skelly?
Yes. Okay, so that one is also recommended to the council. Next item, accessory structure variance request by Kurt Mancuso, address 755 Benzoo Street. For a shower.
Yes, ma'am. I'm adding a pool house in the back of my house. It's a shed right now. And the plan is to make a bathroom area. I got wood pools in my house. I lost them twice with water. I want to put a pool. I want to put a shower in the bathroom back there. The front of it is going to be a big outdoor kitchen for us. And it's just for our purpose of having an area where we don't have to track in and out the house.
Any questions? None? All right, do I have any motion? Do I have a motion?
I'm going to think of a question I had last time. Since it didn't have this at the house, I don't know.
Is it anything there?
That's good stuff right there.
You got an updated picture. I just cut that big old tree down in the front yard over there.
Okay, so the building is already there?
Yes, ma'am. That's the building. If you see the B, I'm not good with the east and west, but if you see the B, west of the pool is the existing shed. The shed is, I think it's 12 by 16 on the outside. So it's less than 11 and a half by 15 and a half. It's a small building. And the area that I'm adding on to it is, I think it's like a plenty of 5 feet or 6 feet, depending on how things lay out, just for to have a bathroom area back there.
Kurt, that's going to be towards the shadow?
Towards the fence.
Yeah.
Towards the fence. That's how, I got the other variance already, but I didn't realize that the shower thing was a different issue.
So what does, I'm going to ask because I didn't have this at the house for reasons. What do the ordinances say about showers or bathrooms and accessory structures? Where would I find it? Since I didn't have this available when I went looking for it.
It's in the definitions of accessory structure, I believe, in chapter.
In building?
I think it's 18. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
They got my spot. I don't see it. That's Bob's. That's Bob's big tree. No, that's a big pine tree. Yeah, that's a big pine tree. That's a old one. That's about 2 or 3 of them. That much bigger house was than Bob's.
All
doesn't have the section called out on the agenda or?
On the what?
On the agenda, it doesn't have the section on the agenda, it saves the trouble looking for it.
No, it does not.
You might go to section.
Do you have section written in? Oh, it says on section.
Do you have the application, maybe it's written in there?
It's not in the application, I don't think.
But I don't know what it is.
It sounds pretty good, my structure, Chuck.
And no bathroom shower facilities, so it's like that, so.
18-13.
Accessory buildings or structures shall contain no bath or shower facilities, tubs or shower stalls, and shall not be occupied by human beings or as a residence and or dwelling.
Okay, so the variance is to supersede this of the building regulations 18-13.
C.
C.
I know I'm not supposed to talk, but I'm gonna tell you, when we rewrote the code a few years ago, the reason that clause was put in there was so guys like Kurt and anybody else who wants to put a shower in something can come to visit with me, come to visit with you, and come to visit with the council, and tell all three, I'm not gonna have nobody living in there. It was a, it was like a, it's like we don't give people electricity until they get occupancy permit. We want to know what's going on. If he builds a shower in there, and then at some future time puts somebody to live in there, he'll say, oh, I didn't know, I mean, I didn't know you weren't supposed to have two people in the same lot. Well, now he knows because he heard it from me, he's gonna hear it from you, and he's gonna hear it from the council. The shower is not the issue, it's not like a flooding or a, anything like that, it's a method by which somebody's building an accessory structure will get repeated to them several times, you can't have but one residence, and an accessory structure is not a residence. He heard that from me, he's apparently gonna hear it from you, and he's gonna hear it from the council next month, next Tuesday. So, well, what, a week from Tuesday, a week from Monday, anyway, that's the purpose of it, so, you know, just wanted to give you some background.
So is allowing your child to use it as an apartment against the code?
Yes. It's an accessory structure.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with adding a room onto your house, there's regulations on how you do that and all that stuff. But an accessory structure by design does not have to meet the same code requirements that a house does.
Exactly.
I mean, they're not built the same way, they're not as safe, et cetera, et cetera. So if somebody bought a building from Walmart and piped in a shower and a bathroom and said, okay, my son's gonna live back here, that would be a dangerous situation. It's not what it's intended for, it's intended to put lawnmowers and garden equipment and stuff. This, that's the reason why this is done this way. That's the reasoning behind it. Now, whether you approve it or not is your call, but that's, that was the reasoning behind it, is to have a method by which, we had a guy about a year ago, he had the same thing, he piped, he put his plumbing in for a bathtub and a shower and all that, but he didn't connect them up because he has an accessory structure, and he wanted to rent it. Until he joins those two houses together and makes them one house, it ain't gonna happen. He got a shed instead. It happens all the time. That's my speech.
The purpose for putting the shower out there is for people to use it when they're in the pool or when they come out and want to.
Yes, ma'am.
Rinse off and put their clothes back on.
We have several teen parties, and he's bringing more kids there, and I'm spending the money to do it all. I want to put a shower in there, it's a pool house, it's going to be pool house, man, cave, going to have a car table in there. But the pool house, the shower is for people who want to go to the shower, it would be out there. We're trying to get people out of our house. That's been the one of the deciding issues, not to be as social as we like, because, you know, that's just, you don't want people dragging through your house when you have a pool. But I will say this to address you. Anybody that goes to my house, that's my yard. There's no one else. That's my family house. There's no entrance or stuff for it to be anything other than that. This is not set up to be a rented property by no means.
One of the things that they mentioned, Kirk, is that it would technically be illegal for your son to move into there.
Okay.
You following that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody else?
What about if, I guess it's the same thing.
How much should we accept it as addressed to us and sit for the summer as a shop or a facility?
Right. No, set. So the motion is Gary Sonia, second by Ms. Claudette Purnell. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Purnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Payro?
Yes.
Commissioner Stelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, next on the agenda is a variance request from Michael Martinez, 1760 Elaine Street, to reduce the side setback from 10 foot to zero. And we'll take this moment this time to change that, address the agenda, redo the agenda from 18 inches
to zero.
To zero.
Under section 18.18.
Okay, Mike.
You
don't
want to
tell him anything?
Yeah, just a pointer. Yeah, what I've got right now is the existing shop. I've got a slab to the east side of it.
There's a pointer.
The existing shop and the slab, all this is existing right now. Well, with the exception of 10 foot back here. I don't have concrete, but I just cut a cypress tree down against my shop and I'm going to fill that in with concrete. This would be a full two and a half inch tubular structure. Professionally built, not by me. It would be railed from the front of the shop to the back of the shop, fully set on the pavement, bolted, secured to the pavement. No poles, things just bolted, sticking up. And the purpose of that is to put the motor home there. That's what the variance was for, or is for, that I'm asking for, is to encroach from 18 to zero.
So there will be no land behind the building?
Ma'am?
Are you saying that there will be no land, the land is on the property line behind the building?
Well, I want another 100 foot behind the shop. This is just existing from the house, the slab, and on the side of the shop. Now I've got behind it.
Show where Shane's house is.
Yeah. Shane is right.
Oh.
Here we go. Shane is right there.
Yay.
As you can see, well, that's an old picture. That was the fifth wheel. The slab right now is right here. That's the cypress tree I just had cut down.
And one of the regulations is it's on the line.
The concrete.
It's already.
Yeah. And that's what we just found out. Sunday, Shane and I dug up property stakes. And it was obvious that when this was done and this, see, all of this concrete and everything around here was not there when I built this shop. So when it was formed up back here, they got on another stake or something else back there. So we measured out, we actually measured my house and his house. And the stake we found back there is the correct stake. Now, what stake they got on when they pulled and formed all this up, I don't know. What I've got right now is, what, 22 inches?
22 inches.
We just found this out after I submitted this, okay? It wasn't a good Sunday. Now, we have some things we can do, and of course, this variance is contingent on correcting this problem, which I'm going to correct.
How are you going to correct it?
Well, I have two options, really. Well, I've got three options, and I might as well go ahead and do it. The first option is I get my land, I pay to get my land and Shane's land resurveyed, and then I buy 2 foot by 258 feet from Mr. Saturday. The second option,
price is
I have,
going up right now. You know the price is going up, basically.
Yeah, I know. But after 43 years, this is his time to stick me. The other option I have is to come right here to this point, and my other thing was I was going to add concrete in front here too, but is to come here, get a machine, cut the line. Okay. That cuts me 22 inches. That puts me trying to move that to house the other day. That would give me 1 foot on each side of this motorhome to try to get it in there.
Backing up.
Mm-hmm. Should I go to the third option?
Yeah.
The third option, which I've been throwing around, is coming from right here, where you can barely see, I'm shaking a little bit, I don't know why. Right there is where the concrete is. It's coming back here and angling, not like this, but just off the line, to still give me this 18-0 variance, but running the concrete to the back here and putting my cover back here, a little offset. But by doing that, I would still cut the concrete. Yeah. That would give me the room to back it up in here. But at 22 inches, I would still, if I wanted to go in the backyard, I would still have to buy more than 2 feet from it to turn it. So I'm trying to, if y'all can visualize in here, back this thing and then just put a little crick in it and stay at that, the zero on the line. Now, what option I'm gonna go with, I've been waiting more on going back here. Because for me to get people to survey mine and his, the attorney fees and everything, I just soon pay that money to get concrete for it.
But you still would cut the concrete?
Yeah, well, I mean, would I do it right now? No. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean,
well, I don't understand why you'd have to. It's already there.
It's there, yeah, but I'm 22 inches.
He's encroaching on the line. He's encroaching on
the line. You see, my goal is to get him off my property.
My goal is to get rid of my neighbors.
Now, keep in mind that Mike and I have known each other all our life, but he had my permission to go to that zero variance. I don't mind him having that right on the property line, but it's got to be right on the property line and not 22 inches at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's what we're working at.
Yeah.
So we're trying, well, it's up to him, but we're starting to look more at that little around the back of the shop and in the backyard versus right there.
Because it's going to cost, to get this thing surveyed and the paperwork before I start any work, it's going to cost me over $2,000. I just going to spend $2,000 on concrete and go ahead and put it back here.
But you still need the variance if you put it back there.
Yeah.
But you're going to still stay on the zero?
I need the variance. Now, am I saying I'm going to be at zero? No. If I can go over 36 inches, if I can turn that thing on the concrete that I have, you know, and that's, we were talking about this weekend, we're going to pull the strings again and see what I can do. But, I mean, I can get it back there with zero. I know that. But if I can get it off of there, can I get it 22 and then 18? Can I go 4 feet?
No.
Well,
my question is, do you still want to have this recommended for or against tonight, or you want to wait and see?
I'm going to need the variance.
You're going to need the variance.
Either way,
you know, this is not the issue anymore, the line to me.
As long as you don't go over, right?
Well, you know, I mean, what I'm going to end up doing is rent a machine and get somebody just to go ahead and cut the concrete out, fill it back in and everything else. It was a big issue from the Sunday, but not today.
Where do you have the motorhome pump now?
That's a fifth wheel right there. The motorhome is actually back in here right now.
A little bit further back.
But it's just not covered.
You're trying to put the cover.
Yeah, you're trying to cover over it.
And that's what this variance is for.
Is it going to be an enclosed thing, or it's just partial open on the sides?
It'll be partially. The front will be open, and the sides will probably come. That's going to be probably 14 to 15 feet high. And I got 12 and a half to 13 to the top. And it'll be 36 to 40 feet long. And probably 12 to 14, 16, I don't know. But, you know, of course, like I say, the variance would be contingent on me getting the issue solved. And the issue solved, to solve the issue, is probably going to be going to the back. But I do think that I would still need the variance, even going to the back. But if I try to push 4 feet, trying to turn something like that 4 feet, I'm gonna end up somewhere over here with it. You know, back in the corner behind Gaston's house, somewhere back there. So I'm trying to stay as straight as I can.
That's all.
I would ask y'all to consider that. We do have, like I said, the three options, but it looks like it's pretty much down to the one option. As far as financially, it will be the best for me to do. Because, you know, doing that, really not going to gain me anything. I'm going to pay for the survey, then I'm going to have to pay him. So, I mean, I'm probably halfway built it before I even pour in the concrete.
So if you do what you say you can do, mm-hmm. you put your cover back there, and you've got to bring it all the way to the line, as between that 18-inch, or just so that you can get it by the shed, by your shop, to the back. You put the shed, put your cover off the line.
Yeah, by going to that line, Gary, he minimizes the turning radius.
Right, right.
Yeah. If he can cheat over it, he's got more turning radius, then we can get off that line a little bit. But we don't know until we get out there and throw some strings around.
Right. But I know it. I mean, 18 inches. If I stay at 18, that pushes me 40. So you can say 4 feet. And I mean, I really can't turn until I get to the back corner right there.
Right.
You know? So I'm back here on my back property line now somewhere. By the time I'm gonna make that turn to get it in there. I'm just trying to keep it as straight as possible. So is the variance needed? Yeah. I need the variance to make that happen. I appreciate that stipulation too. Anything else?
So the variance, it still remains the same, 18 yeah. inches to yeah. zero, no right. matter what. And right. it's up to you to do what you need to do to the back.
Right. It's just, and I apologize. I didn't know whether to call somebody Monday
It doesn't change it.
No, I still leave the variance, but we didn't find out this until Sunday. And actually, I called Potan and Fort Allen and talked to them about it, and they looked it up, and they, is that line in there?
The line is pretty much on it.
Huh?
The line is correct.
Yeah, it's,
you know, we put it on Jane's property.
The state, now I put re-ball, recorder re-ball right in line with the state that's there, and just pulled the string.
Yeah.
Plus or minus a half an inch, you know, the way the property line, on the east side or the west side of that pole, or the center line, I don't know. We went center line, and we write it in 2 inches.
And this is what would be my request. I would give Mike my approval contingent on that being fixed.
That?
That is what?
That line, that property line, either his concrete back on his, or he buys 2 feet from me and it's resurveyed.
But we also talked about that, and if I do it back here, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going to speak for you. I'm going to, you know, verbal agreement between him and I that no matter what I do, I'm going to take care of this. Preferably, I don't care to go spend the money to buy 2 foot from him and do it. I just do what I want to do back here. Once it's done, come in here and rent me a cutter or get somebody, hire somebody to come cut this.
And honestly, that's just make it right for future generations.
Yeah, that's just for...
That's what I'm getting cut off.
Something happens to me or Phyllis, or both of us.
You want the people that
suddenly happens to land. Not that I know anything about that.
If you get the concrete cut, you'd have enough space to drive back there without being on his property?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Not much.
I'll still have, if I cut it at 22 or what have you, I'll still have 11.
11 feet.
And how wide is your cut?
8. Now, 11, technically 10. I got a 1 foot overhang on the thing. But I mean, I'm back on.
But you're an excellent job.
That's right. 10 foot wide, that's not a problem backing it on that slab. The problem that I would have would be trying to make too big of a turn. That's why I need the variance, even going back there.
I well understand, Mike, because we had to cut our back patio just so he could back up that this camper we had.
You got a variance?
No, not to cut my patio. I cut it off.
See, if you had a tent like me, I wouldn't have all the problems.
A pop-up?
Get a tent.
So that's my dilemma. And if I should have called somebody money, I apologize, but I still...
But that's irrelevant.
It doesn't change
what you need
for
no.
Us. Okay.
Make a motion.
Any questions? Any more questions? Anybody? Motion contingent. What is your motion?
Motion to recommend to the town council that we issue this variance.
Would it be contingent? Do we have to put that verbal?
No,
or I don't...
No.
That's the age.
That's your tendency between me and Shane. And, you know, I mean, there's no reason why I would not fix it. I don't want it to be contingent on me getting this done prior to getting the approval.
The merits.
You know, I don't want to go spend money and then I come back and go through this again and then they say no. You know, I don't want to. You see where I'm going with that?
The variance is to go
zero
inches to the correct property line.
The correct property line.
Right, not the 22 inches, the correct property line.
Right.
I second the motion.
Okay, motion by Kinnelman, second by Gary. Sonia, roll call.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Parnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoyne?
Yes.
Commissioner Caleb?
Yes.
Commissioner Skelly?
Yes, with a statement. I do, I'm very, very leery about a zero side. But because it's not covered, and it's not totally enclosed, I'll vote yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
All right, next thing is a variance request from Mr. L.C. Berthelot, J. Berthelot, 2403, Orleans Quarters Drive, requesting a rear setback from 10 foot to zero. Is that right, Ms. Berthelot?
That's correct.
To place a storage on the property line. Macacomo is the back neighbor.
Correct.
Ms. Berthelot, you have the floor.
Pardon?
You have the floor.
I can hear you, but I don't...
You have the floor. Explain.
I have the floor, okay. My thoughts are near from death.
I can see why.
You can tell.
It's a little funny.
Oh, I got it.
Is it?
I think.
Yep, you got it. That's it. You got hold of it.
Yeah, okay. This is, of course, this is my back property line, 82.88 feet. And what I'm asking for is variance because I'm gonna put a shed on the back line. I talked to Mr. Macacomo, he has no problem with it. Of course, he's not here to defend himself, but he's telling what he told me. And I'm gonna put the shed. Now, that's, I'm not sure if that's the size of it or that's gonna be the location. Because I just put in three covers that I was requested to do by the mayor and superintendent. One of the developer, I put in three covers back there in this ditch. I discovered this week. So I want, now I put the shed, right, somewhere in that 82 feet.
That leaves enough for maintenance?
Pardon?
Yes. Well, first of all, we don't have any maintenance. He happens to be the one that's all the way on the end.
Okay.
And the way our slow mower is, you can only cut from one side. So regardless, we have to come in from the other way and back up anyhow because we can't. And since he's on the end, it really is a non-factor to us. Being able to get around, you can also see the variance for the slab that he wants. Getting around that is not gonna be an issue either. So we really don't have an issue.
That's the first lot in the...
The end.
Yes, sir.
First phase?
Lot number one.
Okay.
And like the mayor, I think, just said, this end is open and there's nothing there but we got the servitude.
Right.
This is the servitude and right here, to my property, about 25 feet or so, it's open ditch, so they can get to the ditch, you know, easy. If I have to move the shed, what else I have to do?
It looks like you, Mr. Como is almost on the property line itself.
He is.
So we just requested...
We tried to request.
Yeah.
We tried. We very tried.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's number one variance. Any questions?
So the town notified Mr. Como?
Yeah, Mackie called me today. I have a question that he came up with. Is the shed gonna be on a slab or it's gonna be on a skid?
It's gonna be on skids. I'm gonna push it right down the road here from your...
Yeah, he has no objection. He just wanted to make sure that there wasn't a slab out there to block the water.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to build it for.
Now, wait, the culverts are covering the ditch? You covered the ditch?
It's already covered.
The ditch, no longer be there?
It's all, yeah, it's all covered.
Okay.
It's got three pipes.
He covered this week.
Three drains.
Catch basin.
One, two, three, like that. And each set of pipes. Very nice. It came out real nice.
I have a couple of questions. The town, when people build fences...
Build what?
When people build fences on the property line, it's with the understanding that if the town needs to get back there, that if they need to tear it down, they tear it down. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they need to move the shed, they move the shed.
Right.
Okay.
My question is that agreement transferable if you sell your house and somebody else buys it and the shed's still there? Does that agreement with the town that if we need access, that the new property owner buys that also?
Yes, it's recorded, and it says in the last sentence that it's transferable with the property.
That's what I wanted to be sure of. But what about any of the subdivision covenants about accessory structures? Do you have to deal with that also?
No, not if I, y'all issue me a variance and a permit.
No, I know.
I would go on and do it.
I know we can't enforce that, but I was just curious.
Anybody else? Do I have a motion?
I move that we recommend to the council.
I'll say.
Motion by Rhonda Perro, second by Jeff Travassos, roll call vote.
Commissioner Kevin Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Lloyd?
Yes.
Commissioner Haywood?
Yes.
Commissioner Skelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Okay. Any more variances?
Yes.
You got another?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, variance, Mr. L.C. Berthelot, same address, 2403 Orleans Quarters Drive, 5 foot, from a 22-foot to 17-foot drainage servitude encroachment to build a screen porch on the rear of his house.
From the rear of my house now to the property line is 27 feet. And the variance is 22 feet. But I'm asking for a repair of 5 feet so I can put my 10-foot porch all the way across the back and screen in a section of it. The rest will be open. Okay. Yeah, right. See, this is the drawing. See, this, I'm coming out on the east side.
East side.
I'm coming out 10 foot, that's just gonna be open, but put all the swings there, that's the shady side now, and it's real nice. If we leave that open, then this is gonna be the screen porch, and I'm not quite sure if it's gonna end there or end right in here somewhere where the bedroom windows are. And then that's gonna be open. But this is 10 feet, so that leaves me 5 feet short with the variance. So that's why I'm asking first to get that 22 feet from the line, have the 5 feet variance.
So that's all going to be concrete, the east side and across the back?
This is going to be concrete, this whole area, right? That's my little existing porch, which is 6 by 17.7. So that's why I want to make this screen, you see, I'll have that extra 6 feet here. Screen, I'm gonna leave this open, and I'm gonna leave this open for the picnic tables and stuff like that.
Mr. Berthelot, why don't you tell them what the distance is from the slab to your back property line?
From here?
From there to the back property line. From where the screen porch is gonna end, right where the 52 is, from there back to the back property line. What is the distance?
From right here.
No.
By the 52,
right.
Yeah.
That's 17 feet.
17 feet, okay.
Yeah, and I think I need 22 feet to be out of variance. We need variance about 22 feet.
What's it, right? What's the servitude, Joey?
The servitude is, I want to say
22 feet.
Yes.
That's what I was told.
So, in other words, reduce the servitude from 22 feet to 17 feet.
Yeah.
With the ditch being covered, the town shouldn't have no reason to go back there.
Yeah, that's right. We really.
It's open, but right now it's open on both ends. I don't know if it'll stay that way, but.
Right.
But one end, the east end, should stay open. But I asked Mr. Delaporte what he thought. He said it'll probably stay that way a while.
Well, it'll be open.
So that's what I have to say.
Yeah.
And it's nice meeting y'all. I just moved the room, by the way.
From where?
We got one small one, we got a broom lot.
No,
I picked that up on it.
You might be saying too much.
Well, I can't,
You need to clean them or you kill them. Anyway, I want to thank y'all very much. Appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Do you mind have a motion?
I move.
I guess you know that.
Motion by Rhonda Perrell.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lemoine. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Lemoine?
Yes.
Commissioner Perrell?
Yes.
Commissioner Scanlon?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonia?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Fernell?
Yes. Okay, I don't have, we're moving on to planning. There is nothing. Any other business? None?
None.
Okay, remarks of personal privilege? Anything, Mr. Norman?
I think y'all did an excellent job tonight, being very thorough and going over everything.
Well, that's very nice of you since you were so ugly. Let me give him a raise and pay.
One of my most miserable failures as mayor is to stay out of these discussions at planning commission meetings. And I'm somehow always dragged in.
You drag yourself in.
You drag yourself. A lot of times you end up representing the people that's trying to get them.
That's right. That's why I was here for, is that those two 20-foot setbacks, that's actually our idea.
Right, right.
So I really wanted that, but, you know, I couldn't. I got two neighbors here I got to get along with.
I just threw the mayor's sick.
So if you're done, Mr. Norman, I'll move on to announcements. The planning commission training workshop is September 7th. 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Walker, the Walker City Hall, and I think Mr. Travassos is attending that. Thank you. The committee meeting for September is Tuesday, September 3rd, all of you, so if y'all have any questions, y'all can attend that meeting. And then the regular town council meeting is Monday, September the 9th, where they vote on it. Okay? All right?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Ken Lemoine, second by?
Second.
By Mr. Gary Sonia.
We don't.